Hi there, and welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor at ComputerWeekly.com. With me today, I have Sean Mayers, who is field CTO with Tintri. Today, with Sean, we'll be discussing snapshots. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. The first question I've got for you today, Sean, is what are snapshots and what are their benefits and limitations? So over to you on that.
Sure. You know, the thing to talk about snapshots is we got to worry about what level we take snapshots, because there are, well, actually, let's define snapshots first. So a snapshot basically is just a point in time collection of a data point. So in other words, I can do this at different levels, i.e. the OS. I can do it at a VM level. I can do it at storage levels. You know, I'm going to figure all that out. So all it is a point in time collection allows me to roll back in time or basically restore to that point in time. Now, I want to make sure I'm very clear about this. A snapshot is not a backup. Granted, you're going to find people who use snapshots as a backup or basically your processes. To me, is a snapshot is something you get to add to your toolbox. You can recover from, but it's definitely not a backup, because a backup does allow you to kind of roll forward, roll backward in time to find an exact specific time frame, versus a snapshot is a specific defined point in time. You know, so there's different ways of doing snapshots, and it depends upon what storage technologies you have. The coolest thing I like to talk about is, you know, basically you can have a LUN or a volume snapshot where everything on that LUN or volume is snapped at the same time. And then other times we talk about, you know, basically per VM or per object snapshot, when it's just, you know, a smaller collection and subsets. So the more granular your snapshot, the better your recovery interval is from a perspective of what's impacted, versus the broader your snapshot is a wider protection process. We tend in the storage industry use snapshots a lot for replication. So we replicate the data to a different site. So I take a snapshot and I replicate. I still have that snapshot to roll back and recover from. Some of the limitations, of course, again, you know, with snapshots, most of your databases are going to be in a locked state. So I can't roll forward or roll back my transaction logs kind of stuff. And then also data growth. That's one of the biggest things out there is I have snapshots. Then as I have my changes, I actually have data growth. So if I have a block that's been written to and I take a snapshot and I write to it again, I take a snapshot, take a write to it again, all that data is now still being stored. And that's one of the biggest things about limitations wise is just making sure we pay attention to the data growth from the snapshots. And the more granular my snapshot becomes, the less storage impact there is. So the wider the snapshot, the more impact of the storage, versus the more granular, the less storage impact becomes.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean. So the second question is, what's best practice for snapshots and how do they fit with a comprehensive data protection strategy? Over to you again.
Sure. You know, thanks for asking that one. You know, the snapshots should be part of every data protection strategy. And it really comes down to, of course, you still have to go back to the drawing board. We go back to our RPO, our recovery point objectives, and our RTOs, our recovery time objectives. We sit back down and figure those out and then figure how our technologies for our systems work with the snapshots to meet those needs. You know, also, with times we've our data protection strategies, we have to worry about replication and having the data stored in other locations. We also have to worry about impacts of production or, you know, kind of things, because a lot of times we use snapshots for backups today. So I do a snapshot. I attach that snapshot to the backup system and do the backups there. That way I'm not having any performance impact on my production system for that backup. Same thing as replication. I do the snapshot and do the replication on the backside, so I'm not replicating the active data. So in my production system, I'm not impacted. So one of the best things about snapshots is I now offload things at the storage layer away from the OS level. So in other words, production doesn't get impacted as I'm doing all my data protection strategies. Of course, also just knowing when I need to recover to, i.e. when I talk about recovery point, you know, how much data can I lose versus how much data I need to, how fast I need it back online. And I always kind of describe that as like a knob of basically, you turn it up to figure out what you want to. The fun part about it, as you tune the knob up, you know, as I get a smaller and smaller RPO and RTOs, my costs tend to go up. So if I can live with less processes or less, you know, longer RPOs, RTOs, my costs go down. As I get up into the sub-minute, you know, or sub-second even, the cost tends to go up, almost stratospherically, make it more expensive. And so it comes down to designing your strategy, how much money you have to figure out what you can do, or you figure out what you want, and then how much it costs. And you have to go back and forth and then weigh the pros and cons, because just like everything else, it's a business decision for your organization to determine how much money you want or willing to invest into your data strategy. Obviously, I've worked a lot as a consultant for a long time in the past, and I worked with companies who lost data centers. And so their idea and take on data protection strategies is much different from those who have never been, who've been blessed and never had a massive data loss. One thing is, obviously, there's always going to be something to worry about. And you never, if you haven't had a data loss issue, means you're just lucky. It's going to happen some point in the future. So make sure you spend time on your data protection strategy. For me, snapshots is one of the most critical parts of it, to know how I'm going to do what, where I'm going to store the data, how frequently, and then what my recovery process is. One of the greatest things about, I should have mentioned earlier, on the benefits of snapshots is my recovery time. If I'm using backups, a lot of times I have to spend a backup, and it takes some time to rehydrate from backup. Snapshots, usually I can recover that object, that VM, that whatever it is, in minutes, if not seconds, and get the system back up, which helps again lower your RTO processes.
So that is the end of this podcast, but thank you very much. That's Sean Mayers, who is Field CTO with Tintri, and I'm Anthony Adshead, Storage Editor with ComputerWeekly.com. For more content on storage, backup, data protection, etc., check out storage at ComputerWeekly.com.